Hey kids, it's time again for Rory Rammer Space Marshal! Come away with us now to the far-off future days of 1985 AD, after men have landed on the moon, when Space Marshal Rory Rammer and his sidekick, Skip Sagan, guard the rule of law and the rights of the innocent
from the skies of Earth to the orbit of the moon.
Today's episode, The Last Vampire. As we join Rory and Skip aboard the rocket ship Silver Star, they are racing to intercept a strange intruder from the utmost depths of space.
"1,400 kilometers in closing, Professor. We'll be up on it in a few minutes."
"Shouldn't we be able to see something by now, Professor Feynman?"
"You would think so. When I first spotted the object on Science Station Galileo's deep sky radar, I estimated it to be at least 100 meters across. Would you crank up the magnification on the televideo scope, Cadet Sagan?"
"She's turned up as far as she'll go, Professor."
"And yet, all we can see is this tiny dot. Well, the only explanation is that the object must be almost perfectly reflective to radar waves as well as light. We'll know in a few minutes. Allow me to thank you again, Marshal, for letting us use the Silver Star to investigate this fascinating phenomenon."
"Happy to, Professor. Normally we wouldn't use a Space Marshal ship this way, but when you told me that the object would plunge into the sun in less than 36 hours..."
"And thank you for convincing Daddy I should be allowed to come along, Marshal."
"Delighted, Krissa."
"I've lost a lot of arguments with my daughter, but I still don't understand how I lost this one."
"Here we go, Professor. Picture's coming in clearer now. It's tumbling, but it looks like..."
"A man."
"A silver man."
"With the broadest shoulders and the tiniest waist."
Yeah. How tall is it, Skip?"
"A little over 2 meters. I think we can bring it aboard, even with the arms sticking up like that. Well, what do you know? The first object from outside the solar system, and it turns out to be somebody's park statue." "Pull it your way, will you, Rory? This thing's hard to get a grip on. It's slick as glass."
"It is a statue, honoring some..."